Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First off, we have seen not only the video of a couple of weeks ago in Buffalo, where a police officer is accused of using excessive force, but also what we saw in Minnesota just the other day, where an officer kneeled on a man's throat. According to video, that person died. First off, David, the Buffalo video, I know you've had a chance to look at it. What was your impression of that tape?
Well, what I saw was, it really wasn't a complete story. I saw a gentleman down and police officers, one police officer in particular, was striking him in the face as he was moving underneath the car. I don't know what led up to that point or what happened afterwards. I did speak with the commissioner of police and the mayor as well, and the mayor informed me that he was going to refer it to the district attorney's office to get a second look at it, to get an independent view of the incident. So we're waiting on the district attorney to make some determination with regards to that. My understanding is that the police officer was wearing a body camera, and there is some additional video. What the video shows, I really can't tell you because I'm not privy to it, other than there is another video that they're providing to the district attorney's office.
From what you saw, how concerning was this?
Well, regards to that incident, I mean, I really don't know. There is some charge of tampering with evidence or something, so I really don't know what was happening. He wasn't subdued completely. He was still resisting, refusing to be handcuffed. But that is something that the video will show what led up to it. It's like me commenting on a story. I'm a story that's not complete. I don't know what really happened just before that or even after that to make a determination. But I certainly would like to see the district attorney look at it and make some kind of determination with regards to the use of force.
Moving to the Minnesota video that has garnered headlines the last couple of days, what were your thoughts on that video, if you've had a chance to see it?
I was shocked, alarmed to see somebody kneeling on somebody's neck. I mean, that I don't think any training, I don't know of any training that would recommend kneeling on somebody's neck. In my sympathies to the family of the individual, and the city has made a decision. They have terminated the four police officers for their conduct. It tells me that they weren't performing according to the manual procedures and how to use physical force. It's unfortunate that had to happen. There's no excuse. Even in the heat of the moment, there's no excuse. The gentleman was face down on the ground with somebody kneeling on his neck, and everybody saw that. I mean, that is just so clear.
When it comes to the use of force, how much is just right, and when does that cross that line? I know it's a very blurred line.
Yeah, I mean, you're taught in the academy, Article 35, which is the use of force and deadly physical force. You use enough force to subdue the suspect, and after that he is subdued. You just can't use excessive force, deadly physical force, or any kind of force that's unwarranted. Once a person is subdued and can't resist any longer, there's no longer any need to use physical force. And that's, I believe that's the way police officers train. That's at least the way I was trained when I was in a police academy back in 1982. And that's taught to every police officer, when to use physical force and when not to. And it's unfortunate that that we're seeing something like that happen. Hopefully that, I mean, the police officer will learn from this and look at videos of incidents like this and say, hey, this is not the appropriate use of deadly physical force or physical force.
The Western New York Peace Center, David, is inviting Mayor Brown and the Buffalo Police, Commissioner Lockwood and Deputy Commissioners to take part in a speak out for ethical police officers on June 9th or possibly another time. How good of an idea is it for the mayor and the Buffalo Police leaders to speak out, to join this speak out with the Western New York Peace Center and hear what they have to say?
I think it's important that we engage the community. And with regards to a specific case that's pending, the police department, it's been my experience, they will not comment on something that is pending or there might be litigation because it exposes the city to litigation. But on suggestions, ideas, training, and things like that, we've been open to that. As a matter of fact, we've done that in our police oversight meetings where we have different groups come before us to make recommendations. And many of the recommendations that they propose are really good recommendations. They're the ones that have proposed the body camera and de-escalation training. So they have some really good ideas. And they have some professionals that can lend some expertise, professors from universities and criminal justice. So, I mean, there are times where they can offer some good advice to the Buffalo Police Department. And the Buffalo Police Department has met with members of the Police Advisory Committee, which is an independent committee made up of residents, community leaders that would meet with the community and with the Buffalo Police Department. So we've done more in the recent past to engage the community to develop trust and confidence, because that's very important, that we develop the trust and confidence between the Buffalo Police Department and the residents. And that would help the Buffalo Police Department in solving many, many crimes, because the residents are the eyes and ears of, they're out there and they're seeing things, they're witnessing things. We need them to come forward, but they have to have confidence in the Buffalo Police Department to come forward. So we're developing that trust and that confidence by holding these meetings. So the discussion, I don't know what's on the agenda, what they would like to speak on, but I imagine if it has something to do with specific cases, they probably won't comment it. If there are some suggestions, ideas, perhaps that can help grow the professionalism of the Buffalo Police Department, that is great, because we do have a great police department, a very professional police department, and we're always looking to enhance that. So sometimes they can lend some expertise and some ideas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.